Yeah, and as best we understand it, is this would put caps and then cut Medicaid funding over the next 10 years. Just overall, nationally, by 2026, we would reduce Medicaid funding, I think it's to all states, by about $215 billion. And if you even go out 20 years, it's $4 trillion. So this actually lowers the amount of money that Medicaid would be receiving.
From my understanding, Adam, I guess the whole thing of what this bill would do is it would essentially give a lot of the money and the responsibility to each one of the individual states. Do you think all 50 states are capable and willing and able to handle that kind of responsibility?
Again, this is my personal opinion, so it means very little. But no, I don't think all the states are able to handle that. And the question is, could you get those systems up and running within 2 years? Now, on the other hand, if you are a believer in states' rights and that states deliver services better than the federal government, this would be ideal. There will be some winners in this. For instance, Texas, over the next 10 years, would get an additional $24 billion because they did not take part in the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. But states that did take part in that expansion might wind up getting hurt by the caps that get set. And a lot of those states are states that might surprise you. For instance, Kentucky. Mitch McConnell, who's leader of the Republicans, leader of the Senate, his state, you know, would suffer under this, according to some of the analysis of what would happen with spending. Other states that might lose some money would be Arizona, Ohio, Indiana, Maine, and Maine is crucial. Susan Collins could vote no on this, and she's a Republican.
What about premiums, Adam? Because, you know, I always thought that if you had a larger bargaining position, like the entire United States, you could get lower premiums. Now, will individual states be bargaining with insurance companies? How do we get those premiums down?
So I always have to answer this question, although TV reporters hate to say I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I don't know how we get premiums down, but I can tell you this in regards to insurance. The insurance companies are coming out against Graham Cassidy. Now, for some people, that's a big plus. For other people who hate insurance companies, you know, that tells you they are worried they would lose money. So it doesn't sound to me, based on that, that insurance premiums would come down. What Graham Cassidy would do, however, is allow states to eliminate requirements that currently exist under Obamacare. You could eliminate the requirement for pre-existing conditions at the state level. And if that were to happen, conceivably, premiums could come down because you wouldn't need the pool of insurance applicants to pay for people who might need more costly medical coverage in the future. So that's one way insurance premiums could come down if a state chose to eliminate a pre-existing condition coverage mandate.